निताय हे, निताय हे, निताय हे, निताय निताय हे, निताय कृष्ण हे, कृष्ण हे, कृष्ण हे, कृष्ण हे, राधे हे, राधे हे, राधे राधे गौर हे, गौर हे, गौर हे, गौर हे, निताय हे, in your sorrows. It will weep, you will weep, all will weep. Krishna will weep, Radha will weep. Now, oh, begin. Oh, come with me in Vrindavan. Where? On the bank of Yamuna. Where? Keshi Ghat. Or more nearer, Bansi Bhat. And Krishna playing on foot in evening when Chandra, moon, very reddish coming. And he played on float. All gopis, without delay, they came there. One was doing something. He was cooking. She was cooking for her husband. Left. Chapati was there on the stove. Oh, no harm. She left. Oh, one was making kajal in their eyes. One has done, but next was remaining, not done. Or she quickly left with one eyes. One was putting sindoor. Oh, only she touched and left it. One was serving their husbands, quickly left. So all left. Some were decorating themselves. But in hurry, the necklace, they took in their waist. And the ornament of feet, they took in hand anywhere. Upset everything. And they went quickly there. Krishna told, you have come? Why you came? To see me, that I am God, Supreme God, that is why you came. Oh yes, now you have taken my
darshan and at once return back to your home.
Because it is not Vedic culture. At once you should return back to your husband. Remind always, remember, don't violate Vedic rules and regulations. Married to one for, then marriage for ever. If husband is black, not any having any good quality, even Sabi may be poor, she cannot make money. Oh, you should not give up. Never. If you are giving up, then you will have to go to hell. Here I am alone. Oh, only in the bank of Yamuna. No one is here. Do you know that you are so beautiful? Teenage girls, wives of another, and myself, the teenage boy. Oh, you should not stay. At once you should go quickly. Otherwise, or sin will touch you. This is true to extent. Only we can give up our husbands, or only in the case that we are loving Krishna. Only in that case. That Krishna is my beloved. For Krishna I can give up anyone, even husband like Gopi. No harm. But if not, if you are doing, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very, very strict than Krishna even. He left for nothing. Choto Haridas. So we should always remember all these things. Wives should be wives. If being like Ganga Mata Thakurani, Janva Mata Thakurani, oh then, like then you should be first. So don't give up. If doing, then you are against Vedic culture. You should try to obey this. But for gopis, gopis were not samanya, ordinary ladies. They are himself, Krishna, embodiment of Krishna. They are himself, the what of Srimati Radhika, Kaya Vyuha. They have come with Krishna. They are non-different with Krishna. So for them there is separate thing. And they replied so much to Krishna. Oh, you should obey Vedic culture. We know more than you, these Vedic rules and regulations, more than you. We have promised so many things, so many times, that anyone giving up everything, oh, you'll have to accept like that yourself. And if you are violating the rules of Vedic, Ved and Upanishad, Bhagavat, Ramayana, Puran, Gita, oh, you are liable for this, responsible about that. And you will have to go perhaps what you have made a hell, you should help to avail. Not for us. Why? Because why you brought beautiful shape or smiling with flute, why you brought? What to tell us? We are human. Even deers, even trees, creepers, rivers, Yamuna, cows, all can change their nature. All. Trees, like human persons, they can bend and give flowers on the head, lotus feet of Krishna. Birds, they fear human. They change their nature. And what becomes? Oh, they come very near to Krishna. Deers like this. So, you are cause of all evils, root of all evils. Why you brought so very beautiful, sweet face? So, it is your fault, not our fault. We are simple Oh, ladies? Village girls. When we see all these things, oh, we can totally offer. So this is not. And then they told so many things and Krishna was defeated. And he was bound to be with gopis. So it is only with this stage of gopis, not for all. Krishna can reject even, oh, Jagyapatni, I told yesterday, he cannot expect, he cannot accept anyone, gopis, even gopis, those who have children, oh, he will not accept for next birth. If I have met their husband once even, oh, Krishna will reject. Oh, for next life, oh, she may come. But not in that. Very strict Krishna. Very strict. So gopis are also so strict. So we should try to take some lessons, instruction from this. I'm not going to tell each person, each body, each my disciples, my girls, each one I know. But by this, I'm telling to you all. You should strictly follow these things. Right? This is general rule. Exception maybe, but oh, in higher place, class, in higher, much. Like I told you, the history of fruit sellers here, I told. Fruit seller, not here. Oh, in
Auckland,
I told. So, you should be very strict. I'm also very strict. I'm very, humble and what. But sometimes I become very strict. So, you should try to follow all these things. Once, after dancing with gopis, Krishna disappeared, you know. Radhika also disappeared. And Krishna was searching. He was searching here and there. Gopis became mad for Krishna. Totally mad. Then they came on Jamuna Pulin.
Bank of Jamuna.
And began to weep bitterly and singing.
Jayate te dhikam janmana braja sarate indira shashvadatrahi daita drishatam dikshustavaka tvai dhrita sava tvang vichinnate tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalma shapaham samarna mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinantite bhuridajanam.
Krishna could not check himself. He became out of control. He could not hide himself. And at once he appeared in front of them. Wow, smiling. But somewhat with shame. Smiling but with shame. Keeping his pitambar in his
neck.
Like defeated any general. Defeated. And he, like folding hands, I have done wrong. It means that he was accepting that he has done wrong. And he came in front. Oh, gopi. Oh, like life and soul has returned in their bodies. Became very happy. At once they took their wells or mixed with their kumkum of the bell, and they made asana for Krishna, sitting place, platform. Not only one, all group, there are so many groups, thousand and thousand, lakhs and lakhs groups of gopis. Separate, one group they make. And Krishna smiling, taking his float, but not playing, he sat on that. Some gopis took the feet of Krishna on their laps. Ask a question, how are you? And some taking his hands on her shoulders and kissing. Oh, not telling anything, but, oh, you are very great cheater, accusing him. Someone taking the battle net of Krishna in her mouth. Oh, so many groups, the leaders did so many things. And one group head, Yudhishthira, was just standing so far away, taking bow and arrow to shoot him. How? Not bow and arrow, but arrow and show like the eyes. Bow and doing like this. Very angry mood. So many gopis in so many moods. Very interesting things to know, how many groups, what kinds of group, all doing in so many postures, but all have some allegation to Krishna. But some dakhinna, some bhamya, some more, some less, or so many categories. About how many? 360 kinds of moods were all the gopis' head. Gopis were, heads were of 360 kinds of gopis' head. So, all were expressing their mood in a special way. Oh, after some time, one gopi, the head of Yudhishthira, she told to Krishna, "Oh, my dear beloved Krishna, you are very, very lovely, very lovely, taunting like. Can you answer our questions?" Krishna was looking towards her with some shame. I have betrayed you. You can ask. So they are asking to Krishna. We should know and we should try to follow these instructions. Question was this. Bhajant eka etat viparjayam nubhyansya bhajant eka tanno bruhishadhu bho. You are a very rasik. So our question is that in this world there are so many categories of lovers. First, those who love reciprocal, anyone loves her or him. Against loving. There are so many persons like this. If he will love, he will love reciprocal. And another section is that whether you are loving or not, anyone loving or not loving, but he must love. Whether anyone loving God, not loving, no harm. But he will love. And third category, anyone loving or not loving, he does not love anyone. He is out of love. Whether you are loving, not loving, oh, he will love to none. He is out of love. Oh, beloved, you should tell in what category you are. Krishna smiled. Oh, gopis are very clever, intelligent. They know so many arguments. They want to defeat me. And they want that I should accept that I am wrong. I am not rasik or lover. So strictly they have asked this question. I should be any of in these groups. So strictly they want that I should accept among these what council of lakhs and lakhs gopi. So he smiled. And then he began to answer. What answer? Oh, gopis, my dear gopis, I'm surely your beloved, and you are my beloved. Those who love against love, and they want that I'm loving you, you should love. Really, there is no love. Never. What is this? Oh, this is like business. You should give $1 and the shopkeeper will give something. He may cheat you. He will show a fresh and good quality of thing, and when he will give this, and he may cheat you and give bad things. Or if to wait, and then he will do something wrong in his scale, and he may give 3/4 and 1/4 he will take. So I know that these kinds of love in this world, love like this. So business person, even not this, they will take money and they will tell, when you gave you me, I have not received. Go at once, I will call police and you'll hand over to them. No? Totally, they will flatly reply. In this world, I am seeing in devotees also, but fie on me and fine on you. Why I accepted you like my disciple? Why not I tested? And fie on you, taking shelter of me, and you are not falling totally like this. So what can I tell more? You should realize all these things. If anything has been given once, how we can deny that, now, lock and key with me. If you are surrendered to Gurudev, you have no right to what? To do anything swatantra, independent. Now you are not independent, totally. And if you are not totally surrendered to Guru, then how Guru will give you to Krishna? So we should try to be totally. Otherwise you are betraying. And you will have to take the reactions. You cannot accept. You cannot be saved. You will have to take reaction. So, that person who wants that, he should love, I will love. This is not. In world we see like this and more wretched than this. And those who don't care for he is loving or not, anyone is loving or not, they love. No sense self gain. Who are they? They are Guru and father, mother. Really, if they are father, mother, and really qualified Guru, where the disciple loves his Guru, they were not. He has so much affection for children. Father, mother also. If qualified, a standard father, mother, they love their children how? Without any self-gain. Oh, Sumadhyama, oh my dear Sumadhyama, Sumadhyama for gopis is telling, oh, you are like this. You are in that category. Here is also religion, Vedic culture also, and Suhrda. Suhrda means?
Friendship.
Well-wisher. Well-wisher. Really. So, Karuno Pita, he may be father or Gurudev. Gurudev more superior than father and mother also. Oh, here, Nirpabado. Here, love is somewhat not amalgamated, pure. And so with them, well-wisher also. So, Madhyama, Sumadhyama, you are very beautiful, oh, these qualities in you. Whether I am loving or not, you love me. So you are sadhu, sadhu. You are ideal. I am not in them. In both of category, I am not. I am out of both categories. And bhajato api na vai kechit abhajata kuta atma ramo apta kamo akritagya guru druha. Those who don't love, whether you are loving or not, he will not love. Who is he? Who is Atmaram and Atmakam? Who is Atmaram? Who is Atmaram? Who have nothing to do here and there. He is very happy in his own Atma. Always thinking. Like Shanak Shanandan Sanatam Sukhdev Goswami. They have no outer vision, internal vision only. And they are self-satisfied. Or they may be naked, like Sukhdev Goswami.
Four Kumars.
Always naked, no one. So they have nothing to love. And those who are Atmaram, I've told Atmaram. Atmakam. Who is satisfied?
Self-satisfied.
Nothing to take any satisfaction for anyone. He does not depend on anyone. He's self-satisfied. Sukhdev Goswami also like that.
Janak Maharaj.
Like all, they're self-satisfied. Akritagya. Ungrateful creatures. If you give something to dog, and they will do like this, obey you, whole night they will
watch
your house. And next day again you should give something. They will come nearby. And they are not ungrateful creatures. So we should try to be like that. And kritagya. Kritagya means, or kritagya means? Ungrateful means Hindi. Oh, ungrateful is okay. Akritagya. If you have done anything good for him, he should remember. And if he is not remembering father, mother, what they have done in their own, and whole day, night, you are making a stool, whether you have made a stool or urine in their laps, so many things. But always they have they were very tolerant. We should be grateful to them. We should be grateful to your guru. Why? Even father, mother cannot give anything. Like guru, he is giving you, try to giving you Krishna prem. Oh, from Golok Vrindavan. And if a disciple becomes ungrateful, oh, he is what kinds of creature? Ungrateful creature. Oh, Krishna will have to make another hell for them to give punishment. And then Guru Droha, Guru Drohi. You know Guru Drohi? What meaning? What?
Disloyalty.
Disloyal.
One who goes against his superiors. One who goes against his superiors.
These are of two categories. Disloyal to father, mother and guru. This is Guru Drohi. But of two kinds. Shopadhi, Nirupadhi. Shopadhi means with any reason, without any reason. Some sons and daughters, they rebuke their old father, mother. Without reason, they are ungrateful creatures and Guru Drohi. And some, oh, my old father is doing... Why does this happen? My sons and daughters and my wife. Why is not going to die? Oh, you should die. Get out from my house. Oh, this is without reason. And some with a reason, if father and mother are somewhat strict, oh, I don't like you. So this is sopadik, nirupadik, this prem. Krishna told, I am not in any of that category. You know, I am not Atmaram. Even I am not Atmaram. I may be called the guru of Atmaram, but I myself, you know, that I used to weep for butter and bread, and sometimes stealing butter, and my mother used to chastise me, then how I am Atmaram? I am not Atmaram. Also, I am not Aptakam.
Satisfied.
I am not. Because I called you to dance with me. And again, I am apologizing to you. Without you, I cannot live a moment even. So how I am Atmakam? Never. In my life, never I was Aptakam. What is the meaning of Atmaram? You know, Atmaram meaning? Atma means soul. Oh, Srimati Radhika is my life and soul. So how I can be Atmaram? Understand? Myself, this body, and my soul, who is? Then how I can be Atmaram? Oh, in this way I can be called, because Radhika is my soul. But not in that sense that I have told before. So I am not Atmaram. Even not
Aptakam.
Oh, my so many desires from childhood. You see? So many kinds of desire. No end of my desires. And today, to fulfill my desire, I call, oh Radhika, oh Lalite Vishakhe, you should come and dance with me. Give me life. Now I am also requesting you, be pleased. I have done something wrong, so you should be pleased to me. So how I can be Atmaram? And Guru Drohi? Never. If I think that you are my guru, why? You have so much pure affection for me, more than parents. I know. But I am not Guru Drohi. Not against you. If I was against you, then why I am now requesting you, having your foot dust on my head? So I am not like ungrateful. Never, never. And Guru Drohi, never. So, still, I am not Guru Drohita Nanda Baba Yashoda Maiya. And for you, I cannot repay you. Even my hundreds and thousands
lifetimes.
Oh, please be merciful. And, what?
Excuse
me. You can ask questions as why you disappeared. We left our father, mother, husband, everyone, our position, our chastity, everything you. We left for you. And you, what did? Disappeared. Oh, Devi, I was not disappeared. I was hiding myself in bushes behind you. Why? To increase your love. Increase your love. If a person, for example, a person is very poor, very poor. He has nothing. But anyhow, he received from anyhow where Kohinoor, you know? Diamond. Oh, mass, high class of diamond. Oh, you know, desire stone? Have you heard? Desire stone. But it was like glittery, like broken glasses. And he has kept that broken glass like, oh, but jewel. Chintamani, desire tree. He kept there, but after some time he saw, oh, where it is gone? Anyone stolen away. And then he was weeping for that. Anyone told him, why are you weeping? Oh, I am weeping that I lost my that jewel. Oh, that was not only jewel or broken glass. It was desire stone. If you have wanted anything, it can be given. Oh, then he began to weep bitterly. So, I took your what? Your love and affection on me. I know I disappeared. And then you began to weep for me. And your love and affection was increased in thus. I wanted to tell whole world that gopis are my most beloved. In separation you can see them, how they are bitterly weeping. They become mad totally and telling so many things. And wanted to hear that. Bande Nanda Brajaistrinam Padarenum Abhiksnasa Jasang Hari Kothod Gita Punat Bhuanatram. If anyone hear the glorification of Krishna in unvain and vatirek, direct and indirect, Krishna is biggest cheater. We don't believe. Oh, he is what?
Bluffer.
Oh, black by inside and outside also. Lampat Siromani. What?
Crest jeweler.
And Krishna is hearing and becoming very happy. Oh, gopis are glorifying me. He is not satisfied. By Om Sahasra Sirsa Purusha. Oh, Krishna. Oh, God, you have legs and legs, mouth, legs, hands. We are praying to you. Oh, he will not hear. But gopis, oh, he will hide himself and hear. So I was hearing all these things. I wanted to hear more. And how you were feeling separation for me, that you became mad totally. In this world, no example, no example, no example. You are example yourself for your love and affection. So So napareham nirpadashrani. So be pleased with me. In lakhs and lakhs, but I cannot repay you. If you will tell that, oh, give me boon, and I will be ready to give you boon, then you want only boon. Oh, please, oh, accept our services. Again, double we will be. I will be more grateful. So anyway, I cannot do. If you say that, as I have left everything, my father, mother, husband, everything,
all relatives,
lok, lajja,
shyness,
chastness, everything. So you should give up all these things for me. Can Krishna do? He cannot do. Then he will be, if he accepts like this to one gopi, and then he will be ungrateful for others. Krishna cannot give up Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, Devaki, Vasudev. Even you, he cannot. Those who are surrendered soul, he cannot give it. Even Bhisham Pitamaha, to others, he is bound to pay something as they are serving. So Krishna cannot do. So he is praying. Oh, be pleased with me. I am ungrateful, I know. But only to increase your love and to
whole world.
That how high class of devotee you are. Then Krishna told, gopis told, oh, you accepted these things that you cannot repay. On this sweet world has defeated us. Now we are defeated. You have defeated, but that I am defeated. Oh, we wanted to hear this. And we have accepted. So we are defeated and you have won. Each other. Reciprocal like this. Srimati Radhika can give us his whole life and everything for the worship of Krishna lotus feet and Krishna heart. Everything totally to Radhika. Totally submit to each other. This is the highest class of love. Anyhow, we should try to know all these things and to follow. We cannot follow, we know. But anyhow, we should try to know the essence of these things and to try to follow this. Gaur Premanande. This is love. This is affection. Transcendental. Not found in this world. Only in Golok Vrindavan or Bhaum Vrindavan we can have. So you are very fortunate to hear all these things. Anyone cannot tell all these things. Never they can. So my request that try to follow. Be very strong. Nothing to tell. I should not tell you personally, oh, this, that. You should know my mood and try to follow. Gaur Prema.
Hare Krishna. Whoever has taken initiation, I have sacrificed you tomorrow in our temple about 10 a.m. So I request you all who has taken initiation, please assemble there and take part in that sacrifice.
Any kirtan, good kirtan. Keno ache pran, gorapahu na bhajiya menu. You know? Gorapahu na bhajiya menu. Premaratana dhana. Helaya herai. Oh, you can. Hatata, you should do? Hatata, they should be ready and they should told that, oh, you should give place for them. Written this. Very good. Who wrote?
Narad Muni.
Narad Muni. Very good. my heartly blessings to you and all those who play, especially a boy like Dhruva. Perhaps he is of 5 years, is it? Less than that? 5 years? Completing? Very good. You should try to be like Dhruva in your future life. Very good, high class of devotees like Dhruva. But one thing, you know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never liked that anyone should come and read anything. Or he did not like to hear the things which are against Siddhanta. Oh, very. Oh, he used to become
angry.
Oh, out of sense and very upset. Angry, upset. So, Sarup Damodar was ordered or requested that don't anyone should come whether you have not tested him. First give test to Sarup Damodar, and if he recommends, then they can come to Mahaprabhu, otherwise not. So you or anyone, if any drama play, anything you are making, you should show to seniors and those who are knowing all these things. Otherwise so many mistakes will be done and all the audience will take the same mode. They will do wrong. Something in the beginning wrong. No? When king was sitting, taking Uttar in his lap, Dhruva wanted to sit there. King refused out of lust for his second wife, Suruchi. Suniti was correct. But she was not beautiful and very teenage-aged like second wife. So he was out of lust and all these things, moha.
Illusion.
Oh, he was faring from his wife and he did not took in his lap Dhruva. She told, you should die and take birth in my womb. And then you can sit in your father's lap. Otherwise, no. She is chastised. Then Dhruva, weeping, came to her mother, own mother, Suniti. And she began to weep like a serpent, what? Cobra. Hissing. Oh, he was telling that, my father did not allow me to come in his lap. Why? And he began to weep loudly. Then Suniti told, if you want to be the king and to sit in the lap of king, you must go to forest and to do upasana of Narayan, the supreme personality of Godhead, having so much affluence. In a second he can do like this. You should at once go. But she has no hope that he will go at once. But when his mother slept, and he at once left and went to Mathura, and then he did his stories, and Narad came and he helped. Without a guru, anyone cannot have the darshan of Krishna or Narayan or Vishnu or anyone. If guru is fallen, then what? He cannot be success. All efforts will go in vain. So we must have a bona fide guru like Narad. Narad is guru of all. Dhruva, Prahlad, Vyas, oh, Sukadev, all his thousand and hundred, thousand and thousand. And we should strictly follow like Dhruva followed. So now, no need of doing so much heart sacrifice or tapasya. Or only chanting Hari name will be do with loving, with some relation that Guru gives. Very easily we can have. More than Dhruva. Dhruva was repenting. Oh, Narayan has given me the throne of 36,000 years. Oh, I have lost everything. So he was repenting and he was weeping. But even he got the whole emperor of whole world for 36 years. 36,000 of years. And in the lost. In the same
body.
Oh, a biman, an airplane came from that place. And they called Dhruva, but Dhruva did not agree to go. He told that without mother I cannot go. He has some attraction. Oh, the dots of Vishnu told,
passenger,
your mother is going
ahead.
Don't be worried. So, if a devotee like Dhruva, his mother, parents may go before him, even. But where went? Where went? In this world, in this Brahmand, any Hari Lok, there. Because he has no anugatya of any high class of associates of Mahaprabhu or Krishna. So he was there. And that is Dhruva Lok. We honor Dhruva, but not, his love is not our object. Our object is the love of gopis to Krishna. Malli desh. Gaur Premanande. If we want to have a taste in bhajan, and to realize something in bhajan, that strictly follow Upadeshamritam of Srila Rupa Goswami. Up till now we have discussed 5 slokas. Krishneti jasya girin tang manasadriyeta. Dikshasti cheta bhajan tamisham susya bhajan vigyamananyamanya nindadi sunyam vidimekshata. Swarup Goswami is telling that if you want to do bhajan, or be careful of Vaishnava parad, you should try to know who is Kanishta Adhikari, who is Madhyam Adhikari, who is Uttam Adhikari. To Uttam Adhikari you cannot know. Even Brahman, Shankar, sometimes they doubt for Uttam Adhikari. But they are very merciful. Oh, they will come having no offenses. And anyhow they can shower their mercies. So, first of all, we should not make any offense to Vaishnava. Even anyone who has not been initiated but chanting, and he is free of mayabad and asatsanga, then he should be given honor. But he is chanting, remembering, putting so much or thick tilak, having 5 kilos of malas, only you should do pranam him for far away. If he is no respect and criticizing always Vaishnava. So if anyone chanting, no Harinam has been given, no initiation, but if he has no Mayavadi Sangha and not offensive, then you can honor him by mind. Why? Oh, he is our Sajatiya. Very soon he will be in the family of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should respect him. And Dikshasti Cheta, if Harinam has been given by a very bona fide guru and he is initiated in real sense, what real sense? Only mantra he has heard from his ears. It will not do. It should come in proper
process.
Knowing that who is the deity of mantra, what relation we have with that deity, prapatti, surrender. And then Saranagati, and then proper Atmanivedanam. So these things be done. If you are not doing properly and not knowing properly, high class of fruit will not come. That is, taste in Harinam will not come. And you have no you will have no taste. So we should know properly all, and then do, go on doing. Having some thick relation with Krishna, offense should be gone. So, if anyone has been initiated like this, you should properly respect with mind and with body also. Oh Prabhu, I am doing. Because he has come in Madhyam Adhikar, perhaps he is in Madhyam, So properly respect. If you are giving respect to Madhyam Adhikari or Uttam Adhikari, Vaishnav, pure Vaishnavas, and those who were not pure Vaishnav, offensive, but in same category you are keeping them both, then it is a very big offense. We should not do. A cow and hog, pig, dogs should not be given a same seat to be. So proper respect. Those who are Vaishnava, in what category, we should try to give proper respect to them. So if Diksha is given in proper way and he has received it in proper way, then by mind also and by
body also.
Body. Prabhu, I am doing pranam to him. Please be merciful to me. By words also. By body also. In proper respect. Then, Dikshasti Cheta Pranatibhishya Bhajantamisham. And Bhajantamisham? Oh, you really doing bhajan? No defending anyone. No Vaishnaparad, Namaparad, Dhamaraparad. Oh, he has
crossed
all these things. Always he is observed in chanting, remembering Krishna. Giving proper respect to three kinds of Vaishnava. More than that, remembering Not mantramayi only. Varshaki also. What is mantramayi? Oh, namami swaram sachidananda rupam lasat kundalam gokule vrajman jasoda viyolu khaladhavamanam paramishtamatam. I am praying to Lord Krishna, son of Yashoda. Yashoda has abandoned him and he is weeping. Oh, this only one pastimes of Krishna. And when? Oh, like a chain, like a garland, from morning to morning, next morning, in a chain, all pastimes gradually coming, then it will be Saraswati. And if he is situated in Saraswati, pastimes, always remembering. Not to remember, automatically coming. Then how we should respect them? With whole heart. Guru, like Guru. And how? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matih kriyatang kutopi jadi labhyate tatra laulam api mulyam ekalam janma katishukita. Oh, if he was serving him, oh, certainly agreed may come. Certainly. So with whole heart, you should serve him. By this, your all desires, all means what? He has given up all desires, only one desire, to serve Radha Krishna Kanjubal. So this may be fulfilled very soon. So in process we should do. But even knowing all things that we, but no taste. Always our mind is towards sense gratifications. What to do? No taste. I want to do, but I cannot do. Mind goes here, there. What to do? Or don't we? Hopeless. Krishna is very merciful. He has given all his powers, appellances, mercy in the names, 16 names in Kali Yuga. More powerful than himself. So again and again you should do, repeat. Nothing to ask, what should I do? Again and again, what your Gurudev has told, you should chant more. Only 16 round is not enough. Whole day and night. You are maintaining your life. Give up the idea of maintenance. Why? Krishna is so powerful. Name is so powerful. Oh, he will look after me. Why to be worried? Be Srivas Panditam. How? Thus. I will be fast. I will keep fast for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and 4 days, jumping. Mahaprabhu told, oh, you cannot do. My Lakshmi can beg, but my devotees like this, like you, nothing to beg. Oh, I will bring on my head for you very quickly. So the whole day, night, with big jump, always there. Loudly and loudly, louder and louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hare Ye Nama, Krishna Jadavaya Namava, Jadavaya Madhavaya, like this always. No need of thinking that what will come, how it will come, like us. And Krishna is used to bring himself. So,
always would be like this. What that seventh? Seventh slok. Krishnam charitadi sukritananu krameena rasana manasi niyuj tishthan.
That's nice. Sat Krishna Namacharitari Sitapya Vidya Pito Patapatarasana.
What is the meaning? Stand up. What is the meaning? No, you should go. Are Bandeham Sri Guru.
Sat Krishna Nama Charitari Sitapya Vidya Pito Patap Darasana Senaro Chikanu Kintva Darad Anudinam Kalushaiva Jushta Svadvikramad Bhavatita Garmula Hantri. So, this chanting the holy name of Krishna is like the sugar candy which can cure the jaundice avidya of ignorance. Jaundice of ignorance.
Go on. Otherwise, I know.
It's like sugar candy. I said it's like sugar candy.
Okay, go on.
Go on. After that?
Bitter in the beginning, sweet in the end.
When you keep eating, it gets...
That thing which is bitter in the beginning...
Because we are diseased.
Oh, Premananda Prabhu. He is very expert, knowing all these things.
The jaundice of indifference to Sri Krishna since time immemorial, by regularly taking the sugar candy of the holy name, then this jaundice of indifference to Krishna will be destroyed at the root, and gradually the taste will awaken on the tongue.
You know? You know this Islo? You should explain more. Try.
So in this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada is saying that at first, or when we're chanting the holy name, we may not, there may not be so much taste, just like if someone has jaundice. Something sweet takes
in what jaundice, what becomes
when a person has the disease of jaundice, any sweet thing tastes bitter.
Only this, no problem.
Liver damage.
But
liver damage.
And liver.
It goes yellow.
but the only cure for this is by taking more and more sweet things.
Sugar candy.
What many troubles comes, what are they? In jaundice, what is the symptom of jaundice?
Everything, the tongue becomes, everything is tongue turns yellow.
Head also?
Eyes?
And more?
Skin turns yellow.
You become
sick.
You cannot take anything. You cannot digest. And so many rogues will come. And very soon you may die. Very soon. No possibility of... How we can be out of that rogue?
So the cure for this is by taking more and more sweet things.
Sugar candy.
Not so many rasagulla. It will not do. It will increase more. If any ghee... Anything, and that sweet, ravadi, malai, they will increase more.
So we can see that simply by chanting these names, the names of Krishna, that gradually this jaundice or avidya will gradually go away, simply by chanting the names of Krishna.
What is that, this jaundice?
Ignorance.
Ignorance. Also, aparad, especially aparad, very dangerous. And all other ignorance, not to test in having honor to Vaishnavas,
oh,
all this will go very soon. And a test will come. And when test will come, what will be?
Then the holy name will be like an endless ocean of transcendental, ever new glosses.
Thank you. Then Krishna ki tannam roop charitade sukritana krameṇa rasanā manasī niyojya tiṣṭhan bhaje tadānurāgī janānugāmi kālam nayet akhilām irpto upadesh. I want that only remembrance will not do. By this, false ego can come, oh, I am knowing, very learned. But I want that you should remember. And sathi sath mein.
Same time.
Oh, you just follow. Follow. This will do. I know so many pandits, so many Sanskrit scholars. They can utter very. They are far away, so far away from bhakti. They are like. Mahishka ki bole?
Buffalo.
Like buffalo and others. How?
Bad.
Always looking like that. So, what is the meaning?
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, in his nectar of instruction, now he is concluding. What is the essence of all his instruction? Tan nama rupa charitadi sukirtananu smritta kramena rasana manasi nijajya tisthana braje tadanu ragi jananu gami kalang nai dakhilamittu padesa saram. Upadesa saram means essence of all instruction. Tan nama rupa charitadi. Tat, there is two things in this world, tat and tam. Tat means Krishna. Tang means
740.
Rupantam nama rupa charitadi. His name. Name is name also two types. One of full of opulence, another full of sweetness.
Don't go so much. You will have to go.
So, Tannavaru Charitadi, Sukirtananu, you have to do Sukirtan. Sukirtan means have to not sing, they have to preach, have to tell others, which you have heard from Gurudev and Vaishnavas. If you had did Savan properly, then you can do Kirtan properly. At first you have to hear from bona fide Vaishnavas and Gurudev. Sukirtananu smritto, after that you will remember. How is possible? Kirtan prabhave smaran haive. When you do kirtan, the lila will come automatically. Kramena rasana manasi nijajya. And you have to engage your tongue and your mind. So you have to do kirtan at first, then smaran will come. And where to stay, how to do? Tishthana braje. You have to be in Brajadham. Here Brajamandal means, Brajadham means Navadip and Jagannath Puri also include in Brajadham. Now someone can inquire, how it is possible be in Brajadham so many human beings? If not possible for everyone who is most fortunate, they can be in Brajadham. If not possible by body, then must you have to be in by your mind in Brajadham. Tishthana braje. So we shall do everything by ourselves? No. Rupa's instruction, tadanuragi. We have to be under guidance of Anuragi Jan. Who has Anurag for Krishna, we have to be under his their guidance. And Jananugami. And who is Krishna's own, you know, kith and kin, near and dear. We have to be under their guidance. Tadanuragi Jananugami Kavam Nayet Akhilamittupada Desasaram. you have to spend your time by this way, and this is the essence of all advices. So Rupa Goswami Pad has used here three onu words, like Tadanuragi, Jananugami, the three times onu onu. Why he explained three times, used three times? Just like we have seen in the one sloka that Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Iva Kevalam, Talo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranatha. And Harinama, Harinama, Eva, Eva, three times, and Nasteva, 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 three times. So why? For emphasizing. And this is the proper way. There is no other way other than this. So Rupa Goswami Pad wants to teach us that other than this, there is no way. By your own effort, you could not do. You must have to under guidance, and must have to with his Anuragijan, and must have to be his own general, own kith and kin. Then you can advance in Krishna consciousness. Then it is possible. Then we can do Sukirtan.
What you told about Jana, Jan means?
Jan means who is near and dear to Krishna, his own of Krishna.
Like?
Like Vrajavasis.
Like?
Like Sakhas. More of...
Are Rup Sanatan. Very near and dear. In their...
guidance, in the line.
They are like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari also, and Rup Goswami and Sanatan, and in both way. So we should be. And those who are in line, present, if they are, they must be. So in their guidance, we should try to do. Giving up all your bad things, and then follow this. This will do. Bas. One kirtan. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalayai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Yam prabhrajantamanupetamapetakrityam dvaipayano virahakatarayajuha putreti tanmayataya sarvobhinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam munimantusmi tavai vasmi najivam tvaya vina iti vijnaye radhe Tangnay maam charanam dhibe. Tavai vasmi najivam itvaya vina. Iti bhigyay radhe. Tangnay maam charanam dhibe. Now we should all go to Vrindavan. Very soon. Take all your mind, heart and everything. Give up everything from here and come along in Vrindavan. Especially in Mathura, Kansa is very much upset. Kansa sent so many demons to kill that very weak boy. That go and kill. Putana went, but she never returned to tell anything what became. She was finished there. And she was sent to where? Golok Vrindavan. So she did not come, return to give any information. But anyhow he knew, my friend has gone. And then he sent so many. Trina Martat, Sakatasur, Agasur, Bhakasur, Keshi, so many.
But none returned. Dhomkasur, Pralambasur, Domasur, all went there. But alas, Kansa wanted that they should come and give him permission that he is killed. But no good news for him. Never. When Rash was done and Vrishabhasur was killed, Vyamasa were killed, Kans became very upset. How to kill that boy? If I am not killing, then he may kill me. Perhaps he is the boy of the 8th Om of Devaki. So I should make any plan. Should I send a crew to bring Krishna and Baldev? Because they are devotee. He is devotee. So I should make him friend. And I should take his help. Very easily, they will believe in Akrur, not to anyone. So, if Krishna is coming here, and we all, Charun, Mushtik, so many here, very powerful persons here, who will surround him, and quickly we can finish him. Alone anyone cannot do. So, I should be equipped with so many powerful persons. And then anyhow, by trick, we should kill him. So, he made a plan. How plan? This plan was of what kind? If anyone wants to die, a very powerful, poisonous cobra he takes and gives in his
neck.
And what cobra does? And he dies. Cobra was very far away. But he took anyhow and brought it. Oh, his death brought. So, Kansa was doing to kill his enemy. But he was inviting what? Death. Oh, like a poisonous snake, cobra. He was doing. Oh, here, Narad was very worried. Narada Rishi. Oh, he thought that Krishna has promised so many things in his past lives. So many things. Now he is engaged totally in Rosh and with gopis. He has forgotten everything, whole world, and his whole devotees. If he is not coming to Mathura, how Devaki and Vasudev will be released from jail? Now comes stupid nonsense. He is doing so many things to Devaki and Vasudev. So much suffering. He gives so much big stones, heavy stones on their
chest
and kicks, abuses him so much. To die is better than that. But even they are not dying only to have a darshan of Krishna. So, how they can be released from jail? Oh, Krishna for so many days always meditating more than a high class of yogi. What? Krishna, 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 Krishna. Why? How Krishna will be killed? Oh, day and night. Oh, he smiles. Oh yes, I will see. How he walks, what he does, how he goes with the cowherd boys here and there. 24 hours, no no sleep at all. So Narada Rishi is thinking, now he is pure, his heart is now. Anyone who will love and with love and affection, they will remember Krishna. They will be surely liberated. Even a demon with dvesh, envy, that is. So, anyone with a lust, with bad enmity, with anger,
with love,
with relation,
with bhakti.
Anyhow, if anyone will be so much attached, absorbed in Krishna, even in enmity and anger, they will be liberated. So she is doing from so many years. 6 years has been passed. 8 years has been passed. Always comes, how to kill Krishna? How to kill Krishna? How to kill Krishna? So, his heart is now purified. He has no other desire. So how he will be liberated if Krishna is not coming? So anyhow, I should remember. Also, the wives of Jadav, Jadu, are so much high class of devotees. If Krishna is not going there, they may die. So many things are to do. If Krishna is not going there, then how Mahabharata, so great war will be done and all demons will be killed. So Krishna comes to first Mathura and then to Dwarka, and from Dwarka he should be there also. He has promised, Also Narakasur, Jarasandha, very powerful demons. They have kept so many, Jarasandha, so many kings in his jail. And Narakasur, so many beautiful kings, queen, and so many Rajkumari, princess there. Very soon he want to, to what?
To marry with them.
Not marry. To lose their characters. So how they can be liberated? So many things. So Krishna must come from now, from Vrindavan. And he should be first Mathura. He should be given what?
Sacred
trait. And then he should be Jadubansi. That I am?
Kshatriya.
And my mother is?
Devaki
and Vasudeva. And thus he should do all these things. By this he can take away the weight of
burden of earth.
So there are so many things to do for Krishna. So one day, after the killing of Vrishabhasura and Vyomasura and all, after Rasa and all things, in alone, he began to pray to Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are not simply a child of Nanda Baba Yashoda. You are not only the beloved of gopis. So you should remember that you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have come here to establish Yuga Dharma and so many things, and he reminded one by all these things. And you will have to do. If you are in Braja, like dancing and doing kirtan and cowherding, your all promises will be felt. So you should come. Krishna, very good, you have remembered me. Then I will have to go to Mathura. And from there I will have to go to Dwarka. And from there, to kill all the demons, I must go in Kurukshetra. And after that, I should kill all the demons who are remaining. And then I should take all my associates to Golok Vrindavan and finish my this pastime. So he made up his mind. And he ordered his Jogmaya to help. And thus quickly, what became? Oh, Jogmaya came in the heart of Kansa and advised, oh, at once you should make a plan in Mathura. Oh, there is Rangeshwar temple, Rangeshwar Mahadev. Oh, there you should make a very good arena to worship Shankar Mahadev. And there you may call, oh, Akrur is the best person, to whom Nanda Baba, Krishna, Baladev and all gopis, they have so much faith. Quickly send them. And then Akrur thought that, oh, these days are my most fortunate day. I will go there. I will see my worshipful deity there. How beautiful. Will he remember me? That he is my uncle? And he will tell, oh, uncle. And can I embrace him? Oh, I am very fortunate. This demon comes, thinks me friend, and tells that you should go and bring them. Anyhow, by any trick. So I will go. I must go. And I will bring his death from the personality of Godhead. Very soon he will be killed and he will be liberated and we all will be very happy. So he started on a golden chariot. This chariot was especially for Kansa. Only he used to golden, like Biman for Ravana, a special. So this was only for him. But he is going to do his own task. So he said, he gave his own golden chariot. You should go and bring quickly. Whole day and night I will wait for you. You must bring him in any way. Then, thinking so, oh, always what doing? He went. Oh, when he reached, he did not know. Why? Always remembering Krishna, Krishna, what he will do, how I will meet, what to do, all these things. Sometimes weeping, sometimes. But when he went to nearby to Nandagaon, where Krishna was, Baldev was, with Nand, in Nand Bhavan, oh, he saw some fruit pins in the earth. Oh, Shankha, Padma, Chakra, Vajra, Dhvaja, Ankush, so many things. And he at once jumped from chariot and told pranam. And then he, tears coming, heart melting, and he began to do so many stav and stuti there. It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. A devotee should be like a Akrur. He saw the fruit prints. We see somewhere in books and some in here and there. But nothing come. Nothing come. We read the life and pastimes of Krishna. But not coming anything. Heart not melting. Why? Due to offenses in past lives. Ignorance. But we still we want to do the same. No disattachment coming in our heart. We hear so much. You are very lucky. I have not heard as you are hearing. You are more fortunate. 100 times more fortunate than me. You are so fortunate that you are having or associates of high class of Vaishnava. But I, rare in this world for me, who can give association to me. So you are lucky, more than me. So Akrur was, his heart was melting. Tadashmasharam hridaye vatedam yadgrihyamanai harinamadheyai nabhikriyetat jadabhikaro netre jalam gatruhesh. What is the meaning?
In this verse spoken by Sri Shukadeva Goswami and Srimad Bhagavatam, he's saying, Tadasmasara Pridam Vatedam. Alas, if any person is chanting Krishna Nam with concentration, yet tears are not flowing from their eyes, then they are unfortunate. If tears flow from their eyes, but the hairs of their bodies do not stand on end, also they are unfortunate. And even if tears are flowing from their eyes, their hairs are standing on end, but their heart doesn't melt, then what can we conclude? It means that that heart is more hard than stone, than diamond, than steel. It is so hard, harder than a thunderbolt. Why? Because of so many offenses. So Vaishnavas, they remember this verse and think, why are tears not flowing from my eyes? Why is my hair not standing on end? Why is my heart not melting? These are called sattvika bhav. When Shuddha Sattva descends from the associates of Hare Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the heart of the devotee, these are the natural reactions which take place while chanting the pure name. So the devotees, they always ask themselves, we ask ourselves, why is Shuddha Sattva not coming in my heart? Why is this vikar, these bodily transformations, why are they not occurring? Why? Because I am a great offender. So lamenting bitterly for this, gradually, this humility and evenness will attract the mercy of the Guru.
Any chair should be given to that my friend. Any? Quickly, you should give any chair. Or you can come here. Achha, yes. Oh, okay, okay. Oh, it is given. So many chairs. So, oh. Akrur, heart melting. Ashtasvat, Satvi Bikar, coming. Oh, he was a Parikar, associates of Mathura, high class of devotee. He was in Mathura. How he was? With Kans, reconciling that one day Krishna will come, I should wait. And I will see the pastimes of Krishna when he will come. That is why sometimes he used to go to Kans. Oh, you are very kind. You are very merciful. Oh, you are a good monarch. Oh, you can manage everything. So sometimes doing like praising him. So now he started from Mathura very morning and reached there in evening. At that time, Krishna and Baldev were returning from cow herding. All the sky was full of cows, fit dust everywhere. Even sun was
covered by dust.
And Krishna, how? or so much dust was there, as if anyone has done
powder, makeup,
very beautiful. Krishna is beautiful, but if covered by dust on his hair, curved hair, and beautiful face, oh, it adds or lacks time more beauty. No? If any spot comes black or anything, oh, he becomes more. If he is naked, oh, more beautiful. Always beautiful, beautiful. So, when sun was covered and Krishna Baldev were coming, how coming? With float, all boys, some with Shinga, and glorifying Krishna all, surrounding Krishna. Cows that did not wanted to go to their shades. Oh, even they don't, they wanted that they should be with Krishna. Pick up some coming from forests and deers. They were waiting for Krishna. A very strange thing. He saw all these things and he was observed. When Krishna went in his house, Mother Yashoda picked up in his lap and he did arati. Any scratch? This boy is very naughty. Any scratch? Oh, making bath of Krishna by her?
Breast milk.
Automatic coming. All gopis, all gop mothers were there. They first took Krishna in their laps, did arati, and then to their sons. After that, Krishna entered in the house of Yashoda. Akrur was waiting, and everything was there. Cow milking was done. Oh, Krishna took prasadam. Then he entered in the house. He went to Nanda Baba and did pranam to Nanda and Yashoda. And he was in any chance? He wanted that I should meet Krishna in a lonely place alone. Oh, I will have to tell so many things. So he was searching and waiting. After some time, talking with Nanda Baba and Yashoda, he told to Nanda Baba, Nanda Baba, Kansa is very powerful. We should try that he should be happy. You should pay his taxes. Oh, tomorrow? Oh, there is a very, very big festival. From all over India, so many wrestlers will come. They will present
the wrestling match.
Wrestling. And so many things will be done. All praja will come. All subjects will come. And pay tax to Kansa. You must go. Because you have a child only 3-4 days. You must go. No. So, Akrur went to Nanda Baba and told, oh, Kansa has called you, your sons, Krishna and Balaram. So you must come and please him. Tomorrow, in very morning, we should start from here. Nanda Baba thought, yes, I should go with my children. And very soon I will return. And here, he went now to Krishna and Baldev, told, do you know a secret thing that your father and mother are not Nanda and Yashoda? Your father is really, his father is your Vasudev and Devaki mother. Anyway, for the fear of these Kans, Vasudev took you from there and gave. to Yashoda and Nanda. You are not their own son. You are his adopted son. You know that for you, Kansa is giving so much suffering to Vasudev Devaki. Daily he abuses and kicks them, keeps stones very heavy here and rebukes so much. Anyone connect all Lord? Your father and mother connect. I want that you should come there and you should kill that demon and release your father and mother from jail. I connect all Lord. And he began to weep loudly. Such a pathetic pose his deed, not pose, actually. He had seen and realized these things. He began to weep bitterly. Save your father. Save your mother. And he began to, oh, they both were so much inspired. Oh, now we are so much powerful. Why not going and killing that demon? We should not delay. We should at once go and kill him, and again we should return to Vrindavan Nandagaon. So they finalized this scheme and told to their fathers, Father, we must go because he is friend of you. And I should save all. So I want to save Vasudev and them. He did not tell. But anyhow, this, in the night even, Nanda Baba announced everywhere with a drum, in morning we will go to Mathura, paying tax and seeing, looking the festival, and we will return. Oh, same day, or after that day, and then next day we must return. So this news went everywhere in Braja and all became very upset. Especially the boys were very happy that we will go with Krishna and see there what is going on. Krishna is very powerful. He has killed so many demons, and this last demon, we will see that he is killed. But they requested to Krishna, oh, can you defeat and kill that demon? Oh, yes. Why not? Oh, Narayan, when I request, Narayan comes in me and his whole power comes in me, and then I kill. So I can do. How you can do? Oh. And then at once he became 400 and so big. So he is called Dirgha Vishnu. This Shivigraha is in Mathura. So they are very happy. But gopis, young gopis, the beloved of Krishna, became very upset. They began to weep. They were abusing Yashoda. Yashoda is very foolish. Why he is sending? If he will go, he cannot return. We know this. Krishna, wherever goes, all like to love him. So when he will go, he cannot return. Kishoris, teenage girl, will like him and they will capture him. We know the habit of Krishna. And we know that all loves Krishna. How he can return? So she is foolish. She does not know. Oh, how he can kill Kans? Never. He is even the teat of milk.
Milk teeth.
They
have not come out. His milk teeth have not come through yet.
Yes. Real tooth has not come. These are milk and teeth. How he can do? He is very soft, always playing. How he can kill? So whole night weeping. Yashoda thought, oh, this akrur named a cruel, but really cruel. Cruel means?
Cruel.
Hard. Oh, he will take it, my boy, to Mathura. So I should keep Krishna anywhere so secret that anyone cannot know where Krishna is. So he kept Krishna under what? Bait and covered everywhere. And told Krishna that don't come out. But in the morning, what became? Akrur was ready to go to Mathura. And Nand Baba has promised. So he was ready also. Hula courts were ready. All Sakhas were ready to go. And only the teenage girls, Gopi, beloved of Krishna, became very upset and began to weep. They became faint. When Akrur brought his chariot, that you should come. Oh, they became faint. Some of them, they hold reins of the horses. Someone fled on the way. Way was covered. And so many were, became faint. They cannot tolerate. They were telling that this Akrur is lawyer. Why he is telling that Nand Baba is not father and Yashoda Maiya are not mother? Devaki and Basudeva. We have seen, all ladies were telling, we have seen that he has come from the womb of mother Yashoda. And this lawyer is telling that, he is adopted son of Yashoda and Nanda. Really he is son of. Why he is telling? Lawyer. We don't believe. We will not let Krishna go there. But Nanda Baba came and told that I am promising that I will bring tomorrow. If late, day after tomorrow. I must come with. I am promising. You should believe in me. Otherwise everything will be spoiled. Kansa will attack over this Vrindavan. And thus everything will be upset. So please, late. Krishna and Baldev go with me anyhow. But when Krishna was on the chariot, or gopis surrounding him, some friend, Radhika, has no sense. Lalita, Vishakha also no sense. Some gopis have some sense. They cause the rein of horses. Krishna jumped up from the chariot and went to Srimati Radhika, told, Radhe, 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 my beloved Radhe. She opened her eyes and saw Krishna. Don't be worried. I'm promising you, I must return tomorrow or day after tomorrow. Even that village is there where he promised. Palson. So many, all the names of the villages are according to the pastimes of Krishna. Palso, Shri Palso, Kamai, Karhela, Nandagaon. So many. All named after Krishna pastimes. Each and every villages of there. So, anyhow, Krishna, in the meantime, Akrur came to Krishna, wherewith Krishna was talking and giving consolation to gopis. Akrur, do you remember what nonsense Kansa is behaving with your father and mother? Today he may kill them. Please be merciful. And at once you should go, otherwise you cannot see afterward. And he began to weep. Then Krishna. Anyhow, he was looking towards the gopis and promising. Anyhow, he again climbed up on the chariot. And Akrur, giving fat to horses, and here there making in the grosses that there should be no any shine of veil of cord. And very trickily he went towards Mathura. All gopis standing there. Some became fan and weeping, some they were seen towards the dust of in Iskoi. After that, Krishna became out of sight, and all gopis never returned to Nandagaon, to their father, mother, and very pathetic scene. Very pathetic. So this is attachment. Highest separation mood became there in the hearts of gopis. Anyone cannot explain all these things. Try to be, to serve the gopis. And then Krishna anyhow came where? In Brahmarath, very near to Mathura, on the border line of Braja and Mathura. And there what happened? Akru told, I want to take bath because it is now evening. I should do my Gayatri mantra. And he left Krishna and Baldev on the chariot and he went there. And he began to take bath and he took one dive. Dive?
Deep.
Deep. And he saw there what? Krishna and Baldev are here. And he saw that, first he saw that Narayan, Chaturbhuj Narayan, 400 Narayan. His worshipable was he, Chaturbhuj Narayan. And he saw that, oh, this Krishna and Baldev, oh, have become Narayan, none different to him. Oh, my worshipable is this Krishna and Baldev, not Narayan. Oh, he is Narayan himself. Then he believed that, oh, Krishna or Baldev are himself Narayan. After that, what became? Oh, Krishna being on the chariot, when he dived, when he
dipped.
Oh, he was in water. Oh, Krishna and Baldev, the son of Nanda and Yashoda and Roni, they quickly returned back to Nandagaon. They cannot come to Mathura. And his coronation,
manifestations.
Baldev and Krishna from the womb of Devaki, oh, they are appeared. They are like Narayan, none different to Narayan. And with them he returned to Mathura. He requested that you should come and sleep today in night, oh, in my Ras Palace. But he refused. I will be with my father and cowherd boy. They are taking shelter on the bank of Jamuna under a tree, under their cart, bula cart. I will be there. And he went there. And what became? Krishna told that I want to visit once Mathura. Or so many boys from Mathura. Oh, they are very eager to see Krishna. And so many cowherd boys, Dham, Siddham, Madhubangal were with him. They came to see Mathura. Even blind persons, Oh, I've heard that Krishna and Baldev, the son of Vasudev and Devaki, has come here. We want to take darshan. So both, blind, helping each other. Oh, they came out from their houses. Oh, what became of the Jadav Patni? They were decorating that Krishna and Baldev will come. But he is just now on their gates in front and he is going on street. Oh, they forget to put their decorations, Shringar. In what state they were? As if Krishna has played on flute and gopis are coming, and then in the same way from everywhere. Oh, they began to see Krishna. How beautiful, marvelous. And they were observed. So it has been told, oh, these Jadapatni were high class of devotee. Very high class. And after that, how he killed so many demons there, then that one washerman and so many things. Oh, after how he reached to Rangeshwar, you should tell. Or one kirtan should be done. This kirtan, no melting, nothing. And when Narottam Thakur is singing, making this song, heart melting, weeping song. Why I am not going to die? I am not doing bhajan. Oh, Pundarik, you should tell the meaning of this song, each line. You can take the book from anywhere. You should hear and try to weep like that. Realize this, that we are suffering from our own activities, past absent. We are what? Responsible for our own activities. We cannot blame to others. We cannot.
So next song, Srila Narottam Thakur is very deeply regretting his own self, is regretting that what he has done, what he has really achieved in his life, one after another. He
the message and instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all our Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada. You know that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj is used to sing this song. Narottama Dasakeno Nagelo Maria. Repeating. Oh, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times for half an hour, 1 hour, and weeping. But these teachings are not going in our ears. We are determined to die. We are determined that we should take poison and we should die. But not taking all these teachings. Myself have come to give these teachings. But even they are determined not to listen, not to follow. Oh, we will die. What can you do? I'm telling so many things for their good, but they are not accepting. Some are like this. You should try to realize these things. Don't die useless. Try to follow our instructions. If you want to be householder, you should be like Shivas Pandit, like Pandavas, like so many. And if you want to die and to take poison, then you are swatantra, you are independent to do like this. So try to realize this thing. Now we should come in our. What became? When Krishna and Yashoda, Krishna and Baldev, with their boys, Toli.
Their gang of friends. Their group of friends.
They came from Nandbaba. Baba, we are going and to see the streets of Mathura, and very soon we will return before sunset. Please order. And he ordered. And all, what became? In a very...
Krishna came there and he requested him, oh, can you give this vase to us? But he became very angry and furious. What are you saying? I cannot give to you. This is for Kansa, he is the king. you are disrespecting him. When Krishna saw this, or in a very casual way, he went like this with his hand and removed the head of that washerman. And he fell to the ground. But not killing him, purifying him.
He took all the garment.
His body is but, only made of sins and ignorance.
But there were some luge, not fit to Krishna and Baldev. So he went.
So then he took the cloth, but some cloth was too big and was not the right size for Krishna and Baldev. So Krishna and Baldev, they put on some cloth, and others they distributed to all the cowherd boys.
Yes.
So now all the boys and Krishna and Balaram, they are dressed in the most expensive and beautiful and luxurious cloth and ready to go into the town. So as they came into the town.
Now Krishna were. And Baldev, how beautiful, in well-dressed. Madhumangal told that, oh, took this mirror and show yourself. Then?
So then, when Krishna Bhagavad and all the boys, they looked so beautiful and attractive, they went to one tailor who sewed up everything and had very nice garments from this cloth for them. At that time, in Mathura, there was one lady. She was, her name was.
Oh, so Pooja. Many pastimes. Oh, one gardener with so many beautiful flowers and garlands. He was going to Kans. But Krishna told, can you give? Oh, yes, why not? And he decorated himself. And what he did, Krishna? Oh, for lifetime, very happy, and after that, you will be liberated. Only for giving this. Those who took darshan of Krishna at that time and Baldev, all were liberated like this. And in the last he went to, when he was going.
On the way, the one hunchback lady, very young and with a hunchback, rippled over. She was carrying some chandan, sandalwood paste. Oh, this was also for the service of Hans. But when she saw Krishna, she was very much attracted to him. She wanted to meet with him and enjoy with him. Krishna saw her and he requested, oh, can you give me this chandan, this sandalwood paste? She was so attracted to Krishna. Though this was for Kamsa, she never wanted to give it to Kamsa. And with her own hands, she took this chandan and began to anoint the body of Krishna. So for this service, Krishna was very pleased. He took the ears of her kubja and stand on her toes and spread her out. Before she was hunchback, but now all was very tall and very beautiful, very attractive. Then, actually, this Kubja, in her previous life, she was Suparnaka. And she approached Lord Ramachandra and proposed to have intimate relation with him. He refused. But anyway, because the Supreme Lord fulfills the desires of all, in her next life, Suparnaka became Kubja. And here, Krishna, he straightened her out, and then he was leaving. But as he was leaving, she had no shame at all, only taking his cloth and pulling and pulling. As he was trying to go away, Krishna's face became red. He was quite embarrassed in the presence of his friends. He told them, not now. Please wait, I am very busy just now. Afterwards, I will come back and meet with you. So Krishna, he made a promise. After, later in his past life, he met with Kubja and fulfilled her desires. Then Krishna was coming and approaching the arena of Kamsa. At that time, Kamsa had made a trap for him. He had sent one very powerful and ferocious elephant called Kuvalayapida. This elephant had a rider on his back, controlling him. And he was making the elephant so angry. So this elephant attacked Krishna. But Krishna was dodging here and there, moving also through the legs of the elephant. He came behind the elephant and dragged him, took him by the tail, and started to drag the elephant backwards, skidding along the ground. Then he swung the elephant around and threw him down. Again and again the elephant tried to attack him and kill him by his very sharp tusks. As he tried to dig his tusk in Krishna, or the tusk stuck in the ground. Then Krishna broke off the tusk, and he took that tusk and he beat the elephant until he was dead. And also the rider who was controlling that elephant with the tusk, he also beat him until he was dead with the tusk. So now Krishna and Baldev, they have one tusk on each shoulder. hand on their shoulder, and perspiration on their face. They look
Thank
very
you.
Beautiful. And spots of blood. And in this way, they enter into the wrestling arena of Kans.
Thank you. Oh. Before this, when Krishna made that kubja beautiful, she requested, he told something, that you should be with me. I cannot give up you. I want to be always with you. Krishna promised that one day he will come. And then it becomes sunset. So he told to the boys that now we should return today and we should go to our father. And next day I will come here and I will enter in arena and we should see what Kansa is doing. So today you should return with Krishna and Baldev. Tomorrow in morning, no, in morning also, we will come with Krishna and Baldev. And what Krishna is doing, we will see. Gaur Premanande.